The scientific, orange, rational world doesn't always seem to recognize the various states. In fact, there's often a dualistic battle pitting science against spirituality. So we've asked Ken for his recommendation on how we can learn to hold the duality of science and spirituality as it pertains to states and levels.
In working with levels, we have a little bit of a more straightforward way of dealing with it because it is itself actually an empirical investigation. And so individuals are taking things like stages of faith and so on and actually doing the research, and then they repeat it and they get the same results, and other people repeat it, they get the same results. That is itself a type of science, qualitative science. And so that's available. That's already there. In terms of states, there's a growing number of people that a lot of them are working with the Dalai Lama and Richie Davison at Wisconsin, and they are investigating long-term meditators, which is where you start to see, you know, the real results, not just, you know, the first 2 months or something. Those are all going forward fairly well. They both run into the same problem, and that is that even if you measure brain states with individuals that are saying they're experiencing God or something like that, and then they measure it and they actually do get a particular brain state, what the ordinary scientists will tend to do is say, well, that's just a brain state. That's not a real God. It's just something's happening in the brain. So it's a material thing. It's not a spiritual thing. And so they tend to dismiss it. You can have people giving spiritual responses, but that's not enough to convince scientists that that means that there's an actual spirit there. It just means this person is interpreting it as if there is a spirit there. But that doesn't prove anything. And actually, it doesn't. So we're running into the problem of how to make these higher structures and higher states believable to those who are materialists or empiricists or behaviorists. And the answer is there is no good answer. There isn't yet a drop-dead experiment that's going to, you know, people are going to look at it and go, oh, yeah, that's it. Because the type of evidence that they would demand is spirit itself coming in, sitting down and answering their questions. So that part is just going to remain a difficult part. The people that have experienced it don't have any doubt at all.